At the End of the Day, written by Liz Bursky and read by Margot Knight. On the day she is due to fly home to Australia, Miriam Squires is sitting at a table in the hotel restaurant, sipping her second cup of coffee and staring at the English Channel, which is so still it looks more like a lake than the sea. It's the end of her annual visit to the UK, always a month or 6 weeks with her sister Alice in Oxford, followed by a few days of nostalgia here in Brighton, where they had grown up. The town, with its stony beach and two piers, one thriving, the other now a wreck, always lures her back. But now, at 75 with painful mobility problems, the prospect of long queues, struggles with baggage and hours in the air is daunting. Today, she thinks, is probably the last time she will see the place where she was born. It's not just the misery of the journey itself, but her increasing disenchantment with England. Beautiful villages have become ugly towns bordered by industrial estates. Unique country pubs have been swallowed up by hospitality chains. And those shops that can't withstand the shift to online shopping are disappearing, leaving high streets sadly diminished.
"Even Marks and Spencer's is fading away," Alice had told her. "Imagine, no M&S knickers or bras, and then there's Brexit. England's a basket case. It'll be a disaster if we leave the EU. You're so lucky with that Jacinda Ardern." "She's the Prime Minister of New Zealand," Mim had said, "but I do think you'd love Australia. You should come and stay with me, Al." She has issued the invitation many times over the years.
"I'll think about it," Alice had said. "I really will."
That's what she always said. Back in her room, Mim finishes her packing and checks her watch. It's almost time to head to the airport. Before leaving Brighton, she had planned to visit the old hospital where she spent so long as a child. But she has run out of time. She always promises herself she'll go. But here she is, decades later, and she still hasn't done it.
"So that's it," she thinks. "I'll never go back there now. And what would be the point of it anyway?"
Relieved to have avoided the hospital once again, she wanders over to the glass door and steps out onto the balcony. The weather is surprisingly warm, and the beach is packed with holidaymakers. Even the sea seems crowded. The palace pier is heaving with people queuing for the fairground rides. Mim turns westwards towards the skeletal remains of the abandoned West Pier. Now totally cut off from the shore, its bare iron bones seem etched in charcoal against the stunning blues of the sea and sky.